USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Intrevo is a tech company helping to provide rapid testing for COVID-19. Founder and CEO Ron Gutman joins Fox Business and says his company was able to track the trajectory of the virus and ramp up production of tests in time for the spread of the Omicron variant.
When other people ramped down production and closed factories, we actually increased it, doubled down in technology. We really build a technology platform and continuing to ramp up production right now in multiple facilities here in the United States, where actually our tests are made here in the United States and are available to people.
President Biden says his administration plans to roll out 500 million at-home rapid test kits to whoever wants one starting in January. Kim Jong-un is holding meetings in North Korea. Kim has used the meetings in the past to make announcements about policy for the isolated nation. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Lake Tahoe region of California is still in the dark due to a winter storm blasting through the area. Among the hardest hits is Nevada County, which includes a tourist destination of Truckee. More than 90,000 are still without power statewide.
We're seeing tons of snow, downed trees, lots of road closures. So this all makes it very challenging for us to reach the locations where we need to make repairs.
PG&E's Megan McFarland. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has gone viral for all the wrong reasons.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was slammed on Twitter after she and her wife posted a video wishing a joyous Kwanzaa to all who celebrate.
The seven principles of Kwanzaa guide us to unity and cooperation as we work to uplift and protect our neighbors. As you prepare for your Kwanzaa celebrations, I urge you to keep these values in mind, but also maintain COVID-19 safe celebrations.
The backlash comes as Lightfoot is accused of ignoring the city's surge in violent crimes, including a 25-year high murder rate with 767 homicides in the city so far this year. Last week, she begged Attorney General Merrick Garland to send ATF agents to the city for 6 months to help get illegal guns off the street after she slashed the police budget in 2020. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.